To the Solomon Islands now, where a prominent opposition MP is urging the Australian government to intervene to ensure the country can hold its election next year. Prime Minister Manasa Sagavare is seeking to amend the constitution to delay next year's vote. It's scheduled for May, but he's saying he wants it to be held after the Pacific Games, which begin mid-November. If successful, it would allow Sagavare to remain in power beyond his constitutionally mandated four-year term. Peter Kenilorea Jr. is an opposition MP and chairs Parliament's Foreign Relations Committee, and he's our guest this morning. Peter, lovely to have you on the show.
Good morning.
Is this push by the Prime Minister popular? Does he have the numbers to change the constitution?
Well, it's very unpopular with the general public. I think I'd say that it's almost universal in terms of the opposition towards this particular move to extend or defer Parliament. Whatever you use, it still has the same effect in terms of that. But he has the numbers. He has the numbers in government to push this through. We need a two-thirds majority to amend the constitution, and he has that.
So he can do this.
Yes, he can do this if the ranks are there and keep with it. They can do this. And the idea is that there might be others in government who might have second thoughts about going through with this as well, because the opposition, we're very much against this as well with the people.
The Prime Minister insists your country can't afford to host the Pacific Games and an election in the same year. Yesterday, the Australian government chipped in $17 million for the Games. Does that undermine that justification?
Well, you know, it's all about priorities. We know that our partners help out where the country places its priority. And for sure, for Sagavare's government, the Games is the number one priority. In fact, they put all the eggs in that basket, including economically, as the event that will pull us out of economic doom. But at the same time, I would like to think as well that priority should also be with elections as part of a democratic country's cornerstone in terms of who we are as a nation. And I would like to see as well support in that particular area as well, because we've heard in the past that indeed money is one of the big issues that we can't hold elections as well next year in terms of the Games as well as the elections together in one year.
So it's about money, and you want the Australian government to offer to fund next year's election. What are you asking for?
Indeed, I think even if it might not be the priority of this government, which is clearly is, as we saw in the budget this year, they never put enough money there for the preparations for the election. So I knew that this was a big indication that they were going to come in with this amendment to extend the life of Parliament. So even if the government here doesn't have that in their priority, I think it's good that Australia can offer already, along with other like-minded democratic friends, and perhaps use the United Nations as the vehicle through which money can be channeled to help us have our own elections as well, because sport is important, but our democratic principles need to be respected and continued as well and upheld.
Did you get the chance to talk to International Development and Pacific Minister Pat Conroy while he was in Honiara?
Oh, indeed. Indeed, I did. I did speak with him. We were on the at the different occasions and events at the weekend. It was very solemn and somber mood, but very much appreciated in terms of, I felt that it gave us hope and renewed our strengths and ties with our partners, in Australia in particular. And I found the minister to be a very genuine a friend of Solomon Islands as well. So I did speak with him.
Now, did you raise with him funding the election so that there couldn't be an excuse in terms of not having enough money to run it?
No, we didn't speak about that specifically, that particular issue. specifically. So I didn't have that opportunity to mention to him. And to be fair, perhaps to any of the Australian office here, the High Commission here. This is just my own thinking after hearing about the extension planned and the support that's been given, which is very much welcomed for our sports, but at the same time, I think it needs to be balanced with support also for our democratic systems.
And if Australia did step in and say, okay, we'll provide this funding for the election, how would that be received by the government and also the population that you say is disgruntled?
Well, I think I can't speak for the government, but I'll speak for the people who are very much disgruntled. You know, this is the hot topic in town now. Everywhere I go, I meet people who meet me, and that is the first thing they ask.
Okay.
Can you please make sure that this is not happening? So they will very much welcome it, very much so.
All right, let me just ask this question before I go. The Taiwanese foreign minister said yesterday that Taiwan is the last obstacle standing in the way of China's determination to link the East and South China Seas and expand its reach into the Pacific. What do you make of that warning?
Well, I think physically, I think in the geolocation of Taiwan, you know, in terms of that, that does make some sense in terms of that line. So it is a big concern for even us in the Pacific that we need to be vigilant and remain alert to what's happening in Taiwan and around the South China Seas, because we believe definitely that it'll come to us if indeed China takes over that particular line of islands up there as well and move towards the wider Pacific, including Australia and the Pacific Islands. So. We definitely need to keep an eye on that and make sure that that whatever happens there, our security interests are well protected.
Peter, many thanks for your time this morning. That's Peter Kenilorea Jr., a Solomon Islands opposition MP, and also he chairs the Parliament's Foreign Relations Committee.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music, and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.